Now, the rest of the story. Poised and pensive, they sat at their computer terminals, preparing to shatter a language barrier as old as time. Then they plunged into their work. Computer keyboards clicked in the muted unraveling of an age-old mystery. Through this effort, the first such in the history of mankind, the dim, distant past and the dumbfounding present would join hands. And yet the deeply concentrating manipulators of those computer keyboards were neither scientists nor linguists. They were former members of a living tribe once thought to be the most primitive tribe on Earth. But those who thought so may have been wrong. They were more sophisticated than we had ever dreamed. Those of that tribe in faraway Tanzania, we had assumed that they were too stupid to learn and to speak modern languages. They were, in fact, handicapped by unique vocal tracts, which were unable to produce most vowels. Computers they can be trained to use, and through computers, they are now speaking directly to the anthropologists and the sociologists of 1987. The professionals have been studying this tribe for years. One such, anthropology professor Richard Wrangham, recalls the early 70s when he was doing graduate research in Tanzania. Observing that tribe at a respectful distance, Wrangham noticed that those who were physically ill always visited a patch of particular plants, and those plants had no ritual value, as far as he could tell, nor nutritional, nor narcotic value. The leaves did not even taste good, and yet the ailing individuals from that tribe would trudge over to those plants and pluck the leaves and put them in their mouths and swallow them whole. Well, only recently did chemists at the University of California discover why. By isolating an active ingredient in the plant leaf, a red oil called thiorubin A, which astonished scientists now concur, is among the most potent bioactive chemicals ever found in nature, a powerful antibiotic which kills everything from staph to worms to fungi. Witch doctoring is nothing new to anthropology, but this discovery is. This presumably backward Tanzanian tribe is medicating itself with inexplicable, awe-inspiring accuracy, is dosing itself with effective and appropriate drugs with which so-called modern man is only now becoming acquainted. On a less spectacular scale, the tribe is a microcosmic representation of what the rest of us have become. They wage armed war on neighboring tribes. They punish traitors. They sometimes kill them. They use tools with skill and ingenuity, and they love. A researcher recently observed and subsequently related a touching story about a mother and her two daughters in the tribe. The mother was partially paralyzed by polio and dying. During her last difficult days, her daughters attended to her needs with all of the patience and the intelligence and the tenderness that we've come to associate exclusively with civilized humans. Apparently erroneously, for the Tanzanian tribal members currently communicating with scientists by computer at a Florida institute, the discoverers of subtle natural antibiotics, the unprimitives whose sympathy and sophistication we are only now beginning fully to appreciate, are themselves not humans at all. They are a tribe of Tanzanian chimpanzees. And now you know the rest of the story.